And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 7th of October, 2014. It's the birthday of William Zinsser, born New York City, 1922, journalist, author, teacher of writing, written about travel and jazz and baseball. His best-known work is probably On Writing Well, in which he advocates for a clean, spare style. Clutter is the disease of American writing, he wrote. We are a society strangling in unnecessary words, circular constructions, pompous frills, and meaningless jargon. It's the birthday of Thomas Keneally, born in Sydney, Australia, 1935, decided to become a priest, studied for 7 years, eventually decided he wasn't cut out for it and left the seminary before his ordination. Written 10 books of nonfiction, many novels, best known as the author of Schindler's Ark, 1982, the book on which the movie Schindler's List was based. The story of an opportunistic, alcoholic, womanizing German businessman, Oskar Schindler, who rescued hundreds of Jews from the concentration camps. Keneally said, "Stories of fallen people who stand out against the conditions that their betters succumb to are always fascinating. It was one of those times in history when saints are no good to you and only scoundrels who are pragmatic can save souls." It's the birthday of the Danish physicist Niels Bohr, born in Copenhagen, 1885, who theorized that atoms were composed of a small, dense nucleus orbited by electrons and came up with the idea of complementarity, that things like light or electrons can have a dual nature. And it was on this day in San Francisco, 1955, Allen Ginsberg read his poem Howl at the Six Gallery, a reading to promote the art gallery as organized by the poet Kenneth Rexroth. Gary Snyder was there and Jack Kerouac. Ginsberg was the second to the last to read. He started at about 11 o'clock at night. He was 29 years old. He'd never taken part in a poetry reading before. Started off very quietly, but as he read, he found his rhythm, took a deep breath before each of the long lines in the poem, and then said each line in one breath. Read the whole thing, and the audience went wild. Here's a poem for today by Ron Kirchy entitled Negative Space. My dad taught me to pack, lay out everything, put back half, roll things that roll, wrinkle-prone things on top of cotton things, then pants, waist to hem, nooks and crannies for socks, belts around the sides like snakes, plastic over that, add shoes, wear heavy stuff on the plane. We started when I was little. I'd roll up socks, then he'd pretend to put me in the suitcase and we'd laugh. Some guys bond with their dads shooting hoops or talking about Chevrolets. We did it over luggage. By the time I was 12, if he was busy, I'd pack for him. Mom tried but didn't have the knack. He'd get somewhere, open his suitcase, and text me, "Perfect." That one word from him meant a lot. The funeral was terrible. Him laid out in that big curtain and me crying and thinking, look at all that wasted space. A poem, Negative Space, by Ron Kirchy from his collection Sex World, published by Red Hen Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Arizona State University, with more than 70 campus degrees now available 100% online at online.asu.edu. And by Lumosity.com, a brain training program designed by neuroscientists that's been used by 50 million people worldwide. More at lumosity.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.